From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President Donald Trump has marked his 100th day in office, saying he had brought profound change to Washington. He spoke late Saturday in the state of Pennsylvania, which helped him get elected.
Politicians sent troops to protect the borders of foreign nations, but left America's borders wide open for all to violate. We've spent billions and billions of dollars on one global project after another, and yet, as gangs flooded into our country, we couldn't even provide safety for our own people.
And Mr. Trump did speak very ill of the news media. Thousands of people across the United States participated in a people's climate marches, largely to protest the Trump administration's environmental policies. In Washington, protesters held a rally outside the White House. Neil Payne was one of the protesters.
Invest in renewables, invest in alternative energy. This country should be a leader on alternative energy, and let's move forward.
Participants in the People's Climate March said that they object to Mr. Trump's rollback of restrictions on mining, oil drilling, and greenhouse gas emissions at coal-fired power plants. Turkey has passed two decrees, one that expels more than 4,000 civil servants and another that bans television dating programs. The state of emergency that followed last summer's coup attempt has allowed the Turkish government to rule by decrees. Since then, more than 47,000 people have been arrested, 100,000 have been purged for alleged connections to terror organizations. You can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.